Listen, I hear the bell. I hear some bells coming here. Oh, I know who's coming.
The mayor of Elyria.
Well, I was going to say, Santa Frank is joining us this morning. Mayor Frank Whitfield from the city of Elyria joins us to talk about the festival. Festival lights back. Mayor, how are you doing today, Mayor?
I'm doing great. Happy December. Happy December. It's the first day of, you know, a new season that we're entering into. We're excited about this weekend.
Yeah, let's talk about this weekend. Saturday, December 4th, the much-loved Festival of Lights are back. Talk about what we can expect on this Saturday.
Yeah, so we really have a full day planned. There's some other community events on Saturday. So it's really going to be a full day downtown. So we just want to encourage families to, you know, bundle up, get your gloves, and, you know, get a couple of dollars from the ATM and just come on down to the square. And it's going to be a great time. We got a lot of activities for the kids to do. We're going to have some animals, live animals there. We're going to have some ice sculpting, some crafts. We're going to city council members are allowing their chambers to be used for movies. So there's going to be some movie kids movies playing, Christmas movies playing inside council chambers. There'll be a market inside of City Hall. And then the part that everybody, you know, is excited about is when Santa comes to town. So Santa let me know he'll be coming to town around 5:30 or so. So I'm going to meet up with him and escort him with the Elyria Fire Department onto the square. And then we'll light up the square around 6 o'clock. And Santa's going to stick around for a little bit on his sleigh, and folks can take some pictures and have some goodie bags. We got about 500 goodie bags to give away to kids, thanks to some of our sponsors. So it's going to be a really good time this Saturday.
Yeah, Craig and I have been seeing some of the folks in the Parks and Rec getting the lights ready and here on Ely Square as well. So we're excited to see about that. And folks,
yeah, they do a great job with those decorations. The Parks and Rec, got to give them kudos. They've been doing this for many, many years, and they're going to be doing it again this year. They've done a great job. You know, last year, because of the pandemic, we had to do it as a drive-through, which we made it work. It was an amazing event. But we're excited that folks will actually be able to, you know, get out of their cars and be able to congregate a little bit. And, you know, we encourage people to protect yourself. If you, you know, want to wear a mask, wear a mask. But we encourage folks to come on downtown and enjoy each other.
Yeah, and it looks like it's going to be a fun weekend for that. And it's just one of those things, kind of getting back into a little bit of a routine. You know what I mean? Just sort of things that people are building traditions is what you try to do in a city to encourage people and have good memories of coming into the city.
Yeah, exactly. And I should have shared the time. You can start coming downtown. So there's a winter market that this group Neighbor Up is putting together at City Hall. That's going to be from 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock in City Hall. So you'll actually be able to do some holiday shopping inside of City Hall as early as 10 o'clock. And then our festivities with the animals, the petting zoo, the ice sculptures, that's going to start at 3 downtown. And then Santa's going to be coming at 5:30. He'll be coming downtown. And then we plan to light up the square at 6. So, again, if you got a full day on Saturday, just keep it blocked out. You can take some time, walk on down to the library and warm up. But, you know, I'd say make it a full day on Saturday.
One thing very special about this, Mayor, is that so many groups come together to make this happen, volunteers as well. And you've got to be proud of that.
Yeah, for sure. It's a labor of love, you know. We're figuring out, and we can only do this stuff because of our partners and our sponsors. You know, folks like, you know, as I mentioned, the Parks and Rec, the Neighbor Up group. We also have it used to be Old Republic Title. Now they're Network Title Agency. And now they're, you know, they're sponsoring these goodie bags. And I know everybody in Elyria loves those pink cookies. And so they're sponsoring every kid of those 500 bags to get pink cookies, the Network Land Title Agency.
Again, the city of Elyria, Elyria Festival of Lights, this coming weekend. Things take place down there between 3 and 7:30. But as you mentioned, starting at around 10 o'clock, they can come in and do a little shopping, too, around the area. So people can check out the City of Elyria website for more information on that as well. And look for a mayor to be riding shotgun with Santa this coming Saturday, right?
Yeah, last year was freezing, sitting on top of that fire apparatus, and it was a cold day last year. So, you know, this year I'm planning to be up there again with Santa, and yeah, it's just a great tradition for the city. It's a great chance to just feel that sense of community we have here in Elyria, and you know, we only do this once a year. So again, we just want to encourage all families to bundle up, come on downtown, even if you just come from 4 to 6. To do so, but we just think, you know, we don't do this all the time, and I think it's important times like this that we come together and through all these crazy times we're living in and just enjoy the city. And this is a great opportunity for it.
Yep. Mayor, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time today.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. Mayor Frank Whitfield of Elyria, all about the Festival of Lights. We'll turn the lights on then, and then they'll have the lights on the square throughout the month of December.